Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Owen Nash, I hear you are passionate about the importance of inclusivity when it comes to people with disabilities and the arts and cultural world.
I am passionate about it. I've been involved in the work for over 24 years now at this stage, really working with the art sector as an artist myself in terms of musicianship, but also working with disabled artists, musicians, and supporting and enabling artists with disabilities to have their work platformed.
A conference has just happened, presumably online over the last couple of days, held here in Cork.
It was held here in Cork digitally.
Yes.
We were expecting hundreds of people to be in Cork this week to show off our fantastic city. We've been planning this conference for over 5 years, lobbying to bring it to Cork on the topic of arts and disability. So everything went online, and we've had an incredible 2 days now of speakers, artists. It's just such a pity we didn't get to bring people to Cork. But what we did do is we got John Spillan, Conal Creedon together to do a few videos, and our group Suisha Inclusive Arts with Cope Foundation produced a number of videos so that we were able to bring the city to everybody online. So we produced 6 videos all about Cork and got everybody to see our fantastic city that way.
Nice. When you're the manager of arts and creative therapies at Cope Foundation here in Cork, for those listening this evening who now know that this was going on and are obviously hearing about the idea of supporting people with disabilities and their inclusion in the world of arts and culture, what's the key thing you'd like them to take out of this?
Well, the key thing that people need to be aware of is that Ireland ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Mm-hmm. And that enshrined and supports a set of rights for persons with disabilities, citizens of this country, and which needs to be upheld. In particular, there's an Article 30. And Article 30 talks about the right to participate in cultural life. Now, when you go to a theatre, when you go to gigs, when you look around, is that space accessible to wheelchair users? Is what's being shown on stage accessible to blind people who are attending? Is it accessible to the deaf community? So these are the kind of questions that we need to ask. And then when we look at things on stage, how many disabled actors are we seeing on our stages? How many disabled musicians are we seeing on our stages? And if you think about the representative nature of the work of the arts, like, we have to be concerned that we're not seeing and enabling enough disabled artists. And that's what Article 30 of this convention addresses, because it's not about the importance of it. It's not about it being a nice thing to do. This is a right for people to be able to access and to become professional artists. And just like gender equality, just like other rights movements, this is a disability rights movement. And it is signed off by the government, but we are not seeing enough being done at the moment. Yes, the wheels are turning. There is things happening. And our conference with Cope Foundation did start the ball rolling on that. And the UN rapporteur for disabilities actually said it was the first of its kind. So we had that coming from Cork. Although the wheels are turning, we're not there yet, and we need to get there, and we need everybody on board to support us to do that. So thank you to Red FM for highlighting that for us.
Well, there you go. I was just going to wrap up by saying if we've contributed in some way to that by voicing this conversation, then I'm delighted. So thank you, Owen Nash.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.